This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We can talk anything about gardening that you'd like today. There's plenty of time for that. I know a lot of you have just celebrated a bunch of different holidays going on. So I hope everyone enjoyed the holidays and enjoyed some time to either just relax a little bit or spend time with family, whichever is whatever you could do. But I know we got to see a little bit of family for us, and got to hang out with my daughters on Christmas a little bit more than we normally do, just because of some of the COVID restrictions. So it was just really exciting to watch two little ones understand what was going on with Christmas. The anticipation had been killing them. You could see it as soon as the morning woke. You know, they were ready to go. It was a great time here at my house. Spend it with my two young daughters and my wife. We opened presents at my house a lot earlier than we normally do. Let me tell you that. There was so much excitement going on, so much anticipation. So I hope everyone out there got to enjoy some different things on the holidays. You know, it was a warm day on Friday, and the rain came through and all the snow is gone, at least in my area. I'm sure a lot of you that had the snow is now gone. It's you went to bed, there was about 6 inches still on the ground, and you wake up, there's nothing. So I do apologize there. So it's definitely was a different holiday weekend. I remember maybe like 5 or 6 years ago now that Christmas Day, it was about 80 degrees out. I remember we had Christmas at my house and all the doors and windows were open. You know, we were almost wanted to be in shorts. It was a nice warm day. Wasn't as warm on Christmas this time, but still in the mid-50s. It was definitely warmer than normal. Hopefully you got to enjoy it, like I said, and got to take some time away from just the real world and just got to enjoy some time together or alone, either way. Hopefully you got some good gardening gifts that you can start to think about using this year. Maybe you got some seed starting kits. Maybe you got some different books. Let's get into them and get ready for this year and see what we can learn and see what we can do in the garden. So we'll be here to definitely help you out with all of your gardening questions. So if you start reading something and you're wondering, oh, well, you know, what does that mean? What can I do there? We're here. So give us that call. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And, you know, this morning I woke up and, you know, we had a nice warm day yesterday. You know, it wasn't too, like, frigid. It was mid-30s, but it was nice because the sun was out. And I was hoping, you know, I look at the weather a lot, and I was hoping this morning I'd wake up and it would be nice and it would still be that temperature. But I looked out the window and I could see my rhododendron saying, yeah, it's cold. All the leaves were rolled up and they were, you know, basically perpendicular to the ground. So they were all nice and curled and trying to get warm. So, you know, that's one of the things that in the morning I can take a look outside and basically I can tell what it's going to be temperature-wise this time of year, if it's going to be real cold or if it's going to get, you know, be all right. And you look out that window, you see the rhododendrons curled. You know it's going to be a cold one for most of the morning. If you see them, that they're kind of still like their normal self, it's going to be above freezing for that day. So a little thing that I always take a look at in the morning. A lot of times it's not on purpose. I kind of just look out and I see it and I'm like, oh yeah, okay, that makes sense. But you know, those are some little things that you could be taking a look at. You see a rhododendron where its leaves are curled, it's going to be a cold one. So dress warm. So just a random thought this morning because I saw it again and I, like I said, I always look at it and I went, oh, geez. All right. It's cold. It's still December after, you know, a few days of warmth on Thursday and Friday. So got to get back used to it every couple days. It looks like again next Thursday, Friday, it's going to warm up. Not as warm, but then it's going to get cold again. It looks like we're in that pattern because the past couple weekends we've been that way. You know, close to Thursday, Friday. So we get into these patterns when it comes to weather, and that's what happens. We've been noticing it. And get more snow, more rain, etc. So, but as I've said for months now, snow is a good thing when it comes to your plants. We want that there for the insulation. We want that there to protect your plants. We want that there, you know, for the watering that it does, right? The amount of snow is going to be helpful with the drought we've been in for so long. You know, they say 1 inch of snow is like 10 inches of rain. Now, you know, I don't think completely like 1 inch of snow is going to bring us back from the drought we were in. But I will say that the snow that we get is definitely helpful for the drought for next year. We really are looking forward to a good 2021, and so we want to get out of this drought as soon as we can. So that's definitely helpful. It's going to be helpful to your plants. It's going to, you know, you're going to notice that if your plants are covered with the snow around it, they're going to do better than if they didn't have the snow covered. Take a look at years past and see what happens. It's definitely something that does work out. It's not ideal. Not everyone loves having so much snow around, but it is ideal for our plants. So just think about that. The next time it snows, if you've been putting in a lot of, you know, shrubs, trees, that type of thing, you know, that's some of the things that, you know, we gotta look at some positives, right? You know, so the thing is, you know, you've heard us say that snow is the poor man's fertilizer. My father used to say it all the time. It's an old saying. So snowflakes, as they form and fall, they absorb nitrates from the atmosphere and then release these nutrients into the soil as the snow melts. So it's not a bad thing, right? Depending upon how much snow you get is how much of this nitrogen that's going to get in there. That nitrogen at the beginning of the year is a nice thing to help green up, help clean up the lawn a little bit, clean up some of your plants, give them a little bit more nitrogen. That's when you hear anyone say that snow is the poor man's fertilizer, it's because there's, the snowflakes form, they absorb those nitrates, and then they'll actually release those nutrients into the ground as the snow melts. So, it's not a lot. Some areas can have more than others, depending upon how much snow. I mean, you think that in 2015, back when we had 120 inches of snow in this area, there was a good amount of nitrogen getting into the soil, whereas some other years we weren't. So just some random thoughts this morning when it comes to that snow. It's not a bad thing. It's a bonus when it comes to our plants. So give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And take a break. Back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you think of different ideas to talk about during the show, especially this time of year when there's not much going on outside, right? We're thinking more of house plants, or we're just not even thinking about plants as much. Maybe we're spending a little bit more time, you know, either hanging out or reading books, or maybe it's cooking during the winter, learning some different things, getting some different things cooked, cooking differently, right? We're coming up with New Year's Eve, so we get a lot of resolutions to eat healthier. But we're spending more time in the kitchen. And so one of the things I was thinking about is, you know, what can we add to the kitchen to make the kitchen a little bit more cozy, a little more comfortable with some plants? And there's a bunch of different plants that you could actually be putting into the kitchen that would be nice and easy to use, to grow, etc. And so, you know, they don't necessarily need tons of light. They all pretty much will take different light conditions. But there's, you know, there's a few just different plants that you might be able to put into your kitchen that if you're spending a little bit more time in there, enjoyable, a little bit easier to go with. So, you know, one of the more popular, even as a houseplant, indoor houseplant, would be a pothos, right? Pothos are one of the easiest houseplants to care for. But those might be nice in the kitchen. They don't need, you know, tons of water. They're relatively drought tolerant. They might make a nice little hanging plant to put them in there. You could also, tons of different herbs, right? We like to use herbs in our eating when we're cooking, etc. Maybe having a nice little herb garden on the windowsill or in a sunny area was nice and easy to grow. Succulents, Those are so easy to grow. Very little to do with them. You know, you don't need to water them as much. Let's see what else. We got spider plants. Spider plants are real good, nice and easy ones. Make a nice hanging plant around the kitchen. Don't need too much sunlight, so that's not a bad thing. You could try a snake plant or the Sansevieria. Lots of different names for that one. You know, those are, again, very low light, so they can go in a corner of the kitchen. There's a few others, like a coffee plant might be nice, but one that I find that's interesting, it's becoming more and more popular, is called the ZZ plant. I will butcher the Latin name. It's called Zamaculus Zamifolia, hence why they call it ZZ plant. But it's a nice, easy house plant, right? It's adapted, it can adapt to low light or bright light conditions, although it doesn't like that heavy, like bright, bright sun. It's a cool looking plant. The leaves are, they almost look like they are, like polished, when you see them. Very nice and shiny. But again, this is a nice and easy plant. You know, low light or bright conditions, but it doesn't want to be in full sun because sometimes it can get burnt, the leaves. Nice and easy. They barely need to be watered. Some can be small, some can be a little bit larger. But they're a nice little house plant to have in the kitchen or even around the house, right? They're becoming more and more popular. They're pretty cool to look at. There's a bunch of different varieties of them at this point. You can start them off nice and small. You can start them off a little bit bigger. Some of them will get 3 to 4 feet tall, right? That's not bad, but they take some time to get there. Again, this is a nice and easy house plant to grow. You know, it doesn't need tons of light, doesn't need tons of water, and, you know, nice and easy. So this, again, is called the ZZ plant. I'm not going to say the Latin name because I will butcher it again. It's a nice one to use around the house. If you have any questions, give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI and ATF are searching properties in suburban Nashville connected to a person of interest in their investigation into Friday's explosion in downtown Nashville. Authorities are searching the properties in Antioch, Tennessee, connected with that person of interest, but agents say they're not prepared to name a suspect yet. Investigators are digging into questions of a motive for the blast, trying to figure out why someone would blow up an RV after warning people to stay back, as well as why they chose the location of downtown Nashville to explode a bomb. U.S. Attorney Don Cochran says investigators are working to gather as much evidence at the blast site as they can.
A giant jigsaw puzzle created by a bomb that throws pieces of evidence across multiple city blocks. And they've got to gather it, they've got to catalog it, they've got to put it back together and try to find out what the picture of that puzzle looks like.
This is USA Radio News. A British double agent whose life story was told in books, movies, and a play has died. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
Russian officials announcing today that former British spy George Blake has died at the age of 98. Blake spied for the Soviets while working in Great Britain's SIS, the Secret Intelligence Service. His life changed forever in 1950 when he was kidnapped by North Korea. He explained in a documentary why he decided to work for the Soviets.
When I saw these enormous American flying fortresses flying low over what seemed to be defenseless Korean villages, I felt a feeling of shame. I felt very acutely that I was on the wrong side and that I should do something about it.
Blake admitted to being a double agent when he was arrested by the British in 1961. He served 5 years in prison before escaping to East Berlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a nice little morning here. Going to start to warm up just a little bit, but it'll be nice and sunny today. So I can get outside and go for a walk, enjoy some of the sun. Whereas, you know, it's cold weather. You got to have some sort of positive, right? So definitely you can get out there. Enjoy the sun. Enjoy what's going on now as we don't have as much snow out there. So as we spend some more time inside, we've been, you know, dealing with more houseplants. Houseplants have become so popular over the past few years that they just become more and more popular as time goes on, right? So many different varieties, so many different styles, so many things to bring into the home to enjoy it. You know, there's tons of studies out there about how plants make people happy. And it's not, you know, a specific thing, but just the feeling of having the plants around you, having the plants, you know, in the house, outside the house, just as a calming effect. And so more and more people are bringing houseplants indoors. Obviously, after a year like this, we want to be as comfortable in our home as possible, considering a lot of us have spent a good amount of time indoors, right? So, you know, we tend to think about different houseplants and different things we can bring in. Now, you know, I was thinking again of some different topics to talk about in regards to some houseplants and whatnot, and I think about, you know, all the different ones that you can bring indoors. And, you know, I read different articles, see different things, and they say, you know, these houseplants are great for sun. These houseplants are great for shade. These houseplants are easy. And then there's always a few articles about, you know, are they toxic for your pets? Are they okay for your pets? And I was looking at it, and it, you know, just personal experience, it was saying, you know, they were showing pictures of dogs for some and cats for others. And I'm saying, well, I have a dog and a cat. The dog would not be caught dead trying to eat a plant. She just doesn't do it. The cat, on the other hand, is one of the reasons why we don't have a lot of house plants in our house. Mostly, we don't really have any because of that, right? Because your pets are your family, and so you like to protect them. And some easy plants that you might have around the house might actually be deadly or cause, you know, different irritations, that type of thing, to your pets. Now, some common plants that are you might have in your house, if you're, you know, looking at it and saying, oh, will it affect my cat or dog? Well, one of the things here that I've been finding is there's a peace lily, which is a nice and easy plant, right? The spathiphyllum. Nice and easy plant, doesn't need tons of light, doesn't need tons of care, etc. It actually can cause some the cats to be sick. You know, it's not going to end up killing them, but it can get them very sick, and that could be a reason for them. Another couple plants, aloe. Now, aloe is a little bit usually kept in certain areas for healing to help with you, so maybe it's not as easy, but cats kind of go everywhere. Monstera, right? Monstera is a nice, popular one with big, huge leaves. I mean, some of these leaves can be as big as your head or more. But they can also be toxic to cats. Pothos is another one. A jade plant. The snake plant. Now, if you notice, some of these are very easy to grow indoors and not a lot of effort to grow them. So that's one of the things. There's also a sago palm, maybe some Diffenbachia as well. But those, some of those will do the same thing for dogs as well. So, you know, a lot of them will just make them very sick. But, you know, I bring this up just for you to know, but at the same time, there are some plants that are actually safe for the cats and dogs. So if the cats were to eat them, it's not that big of a deal. And so we try to, you know, go both ways, right? You know, one that is nice and easy to grow, like we were already talking about, a spider plant. That's not toxic to your pets. So nice and easy to grow, doesn't need tons of light, doesn't need tons of water, and safe for your pets in the house. Boston fern. Right? That's another one that's nice and easy to grow. Doesn't need tons of sun. Doesn't need, you know, lots of care to it. So that's a nice, easy one that's safe for your pets in the home. There's a couple types of palm trees, right? I can never, ever have been able to pronounce this type of palm. It's a Areca palm. I'm going to butcher that name, I apologize, but it looks just like a regular, you know, like the clump type palm tree that you would find at a garden center. Those are nice and easy, but, you know, they're not toxic for cats and dogs. This is one, I've actually brought this into my home, and the cat that I have was just chewing on it. Not a big deal, right? Because it is safe for her. You know, you don't want her to be eating the entire plant, you know, but it is safe for them. So that's another one. You know, there's a few others out there, but I'll tell you, you know, you treat your pets like their family, right? And so you want to have some of those plants to be safe. There's tons of articles out there that'll give you some information about them. But if you're looking for like a flowering plant, an African violet is actually one that your pets, if they were to eat it, wouldn't harm them. So they like to go both opposites, some that, you know, they can't do, some that they can do. You know, like I said, they're part of the family. You want to keep them safe while you're growing indoors. But again, it's the house plants right now are very popular to bring in. There's so many studies out there about plants and what they do for you. It's not just the oxygen that they can create. It's not just the look of them. It doesn't just make the house look better. There's something about them that allows you to feel a little bit more comfortable in the home or in the yard, and it just brings you into a little bit better area. You know, there's sometimes, you know, a lot of us like to go into nature and just go for a hike and walk around. And it's a relaxing feeling. That's what houseplants, that's what the plants in your yard will do for you. They'll help you create that nice, calm feeling. So definitely worth having some in the house if you can. If you can't with the, you know, pets, like I said, there's a few that you could. So I like to bring that out. I was in the nursery yesterday, and at the end of the year sale, getting rid of, some of the Christmas decor, right? And we had a bunch of poinsettias. And so little ones, we were just giving out to customers as they were leaving, you know, as a little thank you. But at the same time, some of these poinsettias at the end, what are you going to do with them, right? They're a Christmas or a holiday-type season plant. And somebody was saying, oh, no, I can't have that. The cat's going to eat it. And I didn't want to go into the dissertation that I've done here many times about how, well, you'd actually have to eat 500 different leaves, this, that, or the other thing. You know, when people know that they can't have it, they just kind of stick away from it. But again, it's interesting, you know, that poinsettia still has that feel that, oh, it's poisonous, can't have it for the cat, it's gonna hurt them. And, you know, it shows how protective we are of our animals. I'm the same way, but I tend to look into things a little bit more. But it just made me kind of think about, oh, okay, yeah, you know, I want to bring some of that color in, but what can I do for the cat? What can I do for the dog? Again, my dog, she wouldn't be caught dead eating some of the plants in the house. She'd rather follow the kids around looking for scraps. But your dog might, so there are some out there. Like I said, it's a lot of the same that the cats can't have. I just bring it up because it's you know, you're indoors. You're in there with you're spending more time, especially during the winter. You might as well try to enjoy it a little bit. And with some different plants. And I can't talk about how much how popular houseplants have become. They've become so popular, I'd say, in the last 3 to 5 years, that it just makes things easier indoors. I can't say it enough. You'll notice a difference, right? If you start off with not having, then you have some plants in there. It gives you something to take care of. It gives you something to enjoy in the house. You're looking around, you're saying, oh, I got to take care of the plant. It's just another thing to do in the house, but it gives you some responsibility. Maybe bring the kids into it. Maybe it's just you, and you just want something else to do. So that's why we talk about them so much this time of year, because it's just a little extra to it. If you have some questions, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show. We got about 3 hours and 15 minutes left. So you got plenty of time to call in and give us a call. Maybe get some coffee on, get ready, and call in a little bit later. We're going to be here. So definitely tons of different things to be thinking about for next year. We're getting, like I said, into the, you know, new year coming up in a few days. So we got some New Year's resolutions. Maybe a resolution this year is to get outside more, to enjoy it during this year. Take care of the lawn. You know, what can we do? You know, there's still some thoughts to that. There's not much you can put down at this point. I wouldn't be putting any fertilizers down or anything along there. There are some cities and towns that actually, a certain time of year, once the ground freezes, they actually say you cannot put any fertilizer down. Some along the Cape will actually have some of those types. So definitely be looking into that, but I wouldn't be putting anything down at this point anyways. But we can start thinking about what to do with the lawn for next year. Getting ahead of it, planning it out, saying, all right, this is what I want to do. Do I want to go organic? Do I need to do synthetic? You know, what's the pros and cons of each of those? So, if some of your resolutions is to make the outside of the house, you know, look better or enjoyable so you can spend more time, let's get ready for it. Let's discuss it. Let's see what we can do to help you out today. So, again, plenty of time. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So our phone number again here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, the sun's starting to come up. It's going to be a nice sunny day. It's not going to be, really warm, but maybe get outside and enjoy some of that fresh air. Go for a walk, look and see what's going on in the neighborhood. The past few days with the wind and rain, maybe there's some branches that have fallen. Clean up those. See where, maybe you need to do some tree work. And if you need to do some tree work, maybe get on the phone Monday to get some people out there, because I know they're going to be looking for work. In the meantime, tune us in, enjoy, give us a call with questions at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And you do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Elizabeth is in Belton, South Carolina.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
That's the highlight of my Sunday morning.
Awesome.
You're so informative about so many things.
I appreciate it.
I have a couple of questions. I had a Christmas cactus years ago, and it died, and I bought another one this year, and I accidentally left it outside. Well, we've had some really cold weather. I brought it inside. Can I revive it?
Now, how does the plant look itself? Are the leaves, like, shriveled? Are they, how does it look?
Shriveled, and some of them look brown. Whatever, and I also bought a small Norfolk pine, and I left it out also, so it's got fringes of brown on its boughs. I brought it in. Can I revive it as well?
Yeah, I would. So I would definitely try to, you know, you brought it inside now. Get it inside. Don't get it too warm too quick, though, right? Obviously, the house is going to be warmer than outside, but, I mean, don't put it, like, next to a heater. Right. Don't put it so it's going to go from, you know, that cold 30, 40 degrees to like 80. Right. So we want to gradually bring it back to the temperature it needs to be. We're trying to, on both of those, starting with the Christmas cactus, get it into a nice sunny window. Take a look at the different leaves. Some of the brown leaves, they're going to start to fade and fall. Some of the, like, shriveled, like, leaves or the branching to it, those can get better on some of them. What I would look at doing, get them in a nice sunny window, take a look at the watering and how it's been done in the past. Is it dry? Is it too wet? You want to keep it in between. You don't want it to get too dry, and you don't want to get it too wet. So by bringing it in, taking care of some of, looking at the water itself, seeing as that aspect. The other thing is get rid of some of the brown leaves that might be on the top, right? Pinching it back a little bit is going to help the plant focus on a smaller aspect instead of a larger plant. And it might not be a huge plant, but at the same time, a little bit less isn't going to hurt it.
Okay, that might revive it.
So basically, let's get it in some sun. Take a look at the watering. Again, you don't want it to be too dry, but you don't want it to be too wet. You need to find that happy medium, right? So that's what we're looking for. What I'd also look to do is possibly, get like an all-purpose fertilizer, like a 10-10-10 or something like that, a nice houseplant fertilizer. And you can use it for that and the Norfolk pine. And what I would do is just give it a little bit something back to the plant to give it a kick to help restart it back on the indoors. As far as the Norfolk pine, the brown leaders or anything that's brown on the tips, they're not going to come back. They're not going to turn green. So maybe pinching those back a little bit to clean it up a little bit. But what I would do is kind of give it, on both of these, give it a couple days to acclimate to the inside. You're going to notice a change in it one way or the other. Some of the leaves could start to turn even more, like on the Christmas cactus. They might even turn black on some of the ones that are starting to die. So once you've noticed that after a day or two, pinch those off. Same thing with the Norfolk pine, just to clean up some of that dead, because the plant is still going to focus on trying to, like, save those areas versus rejuvenating if you don't take care of them. So, like I said, let it kind of acclimate indoors for a day or so, and you'll start to notice the difference. And then from there, then pinch it back. Use some of the, like, an all-purpose fertilizer to give it something back to its roots, because the roots are still going to be there. The top of the plant might have gotten hit by, a frost or some real cold, but the roots might still be going, and that's where we want to stimulate the plant to start growing a little bit more. I have to, I got to take a break here, and I know you said you had a few questions. If you want, hang tight with me on the other side of the break. All right. And the next hour we can go into a few more so you can get some more information, okay?
Okay, good.
All right. So everybody hang tight for me. A phone number here, 855-660-4261. Take a break.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.